Good evening, everyone. It is your girl, Nye, and you're tuned in to Faces of Success Radio 101 FM. This evening, we have an amazing reggae songwriter, artist, and musician by the name of Hal Anthony in the studio. Let's introduce him one time as we get him cued in and get his music up and running. Hal Anthony, reggae artist, songwriter of the Millennium Band. Born in the parish of Clarendon, Jamaica, and grew up in Kingston. As a teenager, he was surrounded by a number of great reggae artists and musicians, and during this time developed a burning sensation and passion to become not only a reggae artist, but an overall musician. While attending school, Hal started his singing career when he joined the vocal group Belltones. While with the Belltones, they had a number one hit, No More Heartaches. The group later changed their name to Fantels and went on to make another hit by the name of Hooligan. After leaving the Fantels, Hal spent several years with one of the premier reggae bands in Jamaica, Fab Five. His credits Fab Five with molding and shaping his music career. He also influenced by some of the major icons by the name of Bob Marley, Dennis Brown, Neil Diamond, and many, many more. So let's not waste any more time and cue him up into the studio. Please welcome the one and only Hal Anthony. Good evening, How are you?
Greetings. I'm giving thanks. Blessed love. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So we gave a little bit of info about you, but please introduce yourself and tell us who Hal really is.
Oh, I'm Hal Reggaeman Anthony, born in Jamaica and now reside in Florida. Here, I'm being here back and forth, Jamaica and Florida, you know. We can't leave out Jamaica. We have to be there because that's the root. That's where the roots come from. But I was born in a little parish named Clarendon. And, a matter of fact, is I think it's the second or third biggest parish in Jamaica. But the town that I was born in named Franksville. So enough respect to all the Lewinson from Franksville, Clarendon. And I'm related to a lot of music icons like Jimmy Cliff is my cousin, Chambers from Somerton in St. James. Naris Ware, the lead singer of the group, the Jamaicans. Selwyn Brown, keyboard player in Steel Pulse. And my keyboard player from the Millennium Band, also my cousin. So I have a lot of family in the music thing. So enough love and respect for that.
Most definitely. And growing up, you got your start as a teenager and you were surrounded by a lot of musicians and artists. What was it like in Kingston as far as the music scene? Was it a majority of reggae or were there multiple different genres? But what was it like growing up and being surrounded by music?
Well, surrounded and growing up by music, I wanted to know that in Jamaica in the 70s, 80s, you have a lot of American music come down into Jamaica, even before that. Because some hit songs that when I grew up and I heard them and I was like, oh, these songs are great songs. And I thought it was the artist from Jamaica did it originally. Until when I get the idea that and learn more about it, that it's a cover song. So we grew up on a lot of American songs and foreign songs, I should say. But as you know, the roots of the music, reggae music, is from Jamaica. And we turn every other music into reggae, no matter if it's a jazz, if it's R&B, if it's soca, if it's hip-hop.
Beautiful. And as I stated, you got your start in your career with the group The Belltones. So how did
that come? Yes, and the Fantels. Well, I was a member of The Belltones, a singing harmony. Have a hit song in No More Heartache. Then we changed to Fantels. We have a few hit songs as well, Hooligan and some other songs. So, and then I work along with Fab Five for over 17 years. And they are the guys who really helped me to mold me, groom me, and let me love the music. Don't let me be like somebody who just want to sing. As somebody who just want to be in the business. They just show me all the ins and outs and the good and the bad and the perseverance and how to go about doing it and how humble I should be and how I should learn to cease from anger and forsake wrath. So they helped me a lot in the music thing. So that's why I am who I am right now.
That's beautiful. And we actually have No More Heartache in the studio. We're getting ready to cue that up and play that for everyone. So stay tuned, everyone. This is by the Belltones, and also known as the Santels. This is No More Heartache.
And we used to do some shows on the North Coast. Now, the North Coast, we call, like, from Ocho Rios, go right back to Negril. So we used to work in the hotels, and Fab Five used to play all over those places. Fab Five used to play on the North Coast and the West Coast, all over. So we were in their stable. They have a stable. They call it Stage Records. So they have a lot of artists that they work with, and they were one of the band that does a lot of backing for artists. They provide music for artists, and we went along with them, and we were in their stable. So wherever they go and they're having shows, they always use us to do some of the performance for them.
Okay, and what was it like being on the road? Because I know that you probably did some touring and seeing different cities and engaging in different crowds.
Yes.
So what's life like on the road?
It's nice, because I spent nearly 14 years on the road with artists, with my band, Millennium Band. We tour with Freddie McGregor, Glenn Washington, Marcia Griffiths, Ladies Sanchez. You name it, quite a lot. I can't remember some of the names. Ken Boo, just to name a few of them. And being on the road, it's a really nice experience. At least we learn, you know, we learn about the music, how it spread across the world and how the world accepts it. The different countries and cities, the different, you know, the different vibe, the different feel, you know, some nice, some, right there. You know, we just had fun when we go out there, and that was one of the things why I really like to tour, and it helps me to see places that I don't have to spend my money to see, and I really appreciate of that.
Oh, that's wonderful. And what would you say are some of the best cities that you've been where you had some of the greatest crowds to come out and see you guys perform?
Oh, man. 95% Europe and Japan. And the Caribbean,
really?
Caribbean, okay, but Europe, Japan, South America, and some of the Caribbean. Good turnout and massive. They love it. A matter of fact, I'm going to be honest with you. Europe shows more love for the music than some of the other places. They show more to me.
Okay.
That maybe just to me. Well, I've been on the West Coast and the South Coast and the East Coast, and we get good support as well. But it's bigger to us. We get bigger crowds in Europe every time.
Oh, and what would you say are some of your favorite places out of everywhere that you've been that you would love to go back to and do with some more performances?
You know, I would love to go to Reggae on the River, first of all. I'd like to go back to Reggae on the River because of its nature to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And all the other places in the world that I've been, I'd love to go back.
That sounds beautiful. Can you describe the place for those of us that aren't familiar?
Can you repeat for me?
Yes. The specific place that you said you would love to perform at. Could you describe it for us?
Okay. Well, I think Reggae on the River is in California, right? And
I think so. Yes.
Yes, and I would like to perform in San Diego. I'd like to perform in Colorado. I'd like to go back to Hawaii, Alaska, where I've been already. I've been all over. I've been in 50 states, and I would like to travel around them again. I would love to do that because we enjoy ourselves going around those places, and I would love to go back there. The people, we were well received and friendly. And that's what I like. And in Europe, I would like to go back. You name it. France, Italy, Germany, Switzerland, Sweden. You name it. I would like to go back all over those places. If I get the chance again.
Of course. And we actually have some of your music in the studio as well. One of the songs in particular,
yes,
that spoke to me, and I absolutely loved the music and instrumentation. Warriors, actually. So,
yes.
Inspired Warriors?
Okay, Warrior is a song that was done by the Gladiators, Albert Griffiths. And that song is I just love the arrangement and I love the lyrics. So I really did that song over, and it's a beautiful song.
And when you're writing your own music per se, what inspires you or pulls you towards a song that makes you want to either do a cover of it or even do your own version? What pulls you towards a song?
Because you see, music must be something that is today, tomorrow, and throughout the rest of the world, throughout the rest of the year, as long as life lasts. Music should not be just today. Music must be like like something that you hear it today, you hear it 10 years from now, and it sounds like it just happened yesterday. Like even some of Bob Marley music. His music, like you're hearing it today and it seems like it just made yesterday. And good music. But you have some music that only can play today and they can't play tomorrow.
That's very true. And as far as the music and sound, how do you feel about music today, both in your genre as far as reggae and being a musician, and just music overall? How do you feel about the music of today?
Oh, man. It's gone. some of it, it's not really as it used to be. When you're talking about real reggae, authentic reggae music, you're talking about like from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. But it kind of take a turn, and the artists now, I don't think they're really feeling what the music is all about. And I think some people get carried away with the music by just doing something because, you know, that people might like it and they might get some money from it. And to me, music is not all about money. Music is something that you love, and you have to put yourself in it to do it. And you must do it from your heart. Do something that somebody else would love and the children would love it. Don't do something that you have to play and take out some of the while you're playing it, you have to push a button to when it gets to that particular part. You want good music that everybody can listen to, even the church people them.
Mm-hmm. Very, very true. I can honestly say that when I listen to certain music nowadays, like you said, it's missing the emotion, it's missing the power, it's missing the passion.
Yes.
And those are some things that actually stuck out to me as far as your vocals, because you have such great instrumentation, such great power behind your voice. And let's wait no more. We actually have two of your songs. We have Warriors and Soul Rebel in the studio, but we're getting ready to play Warriors right now. So let's cue that in. We're going to get right back into the interview. Everyone, this is Hal Anthony's Warriors. That was the one and only Hal Anthony's Warriors. So getting back into your music, and you're with your band, the Millennium Band, how do you guys prepare for a show? Because it's different when you're a solo act versus being with a band.
Oh, what we do, we have shows coming up. We rehearse. But normally we do rehearsal like once a week to just keep things going. And when we have show coming, we like triple the rehearsals. We just make sure we put it together, because once we go out there, we want to present it proper. We don't want to, it sounds like we want it to be the right thing. We just want, when you leave, you say, wow. I don't want to say yes, but we always try to do the best, give the best performance.
And with having so many elements as far as the guitar and if we're focusing on your vocals, do you ever get stage fright?
No, that's why I wear a dark glasses. If you notice, that's my trademark. Once I put it on, I don't see anybody or anything. I just work.
I did notice that. So, I was actually watching one of your videos live,
yes,
and seeing you with the.
Even though it's night, I have my glasses. Nobody's like, why this guy is wearing the glasses, man? Because it helps me to concentrate on the music and to deliver it and to feel it more, put myself in it, and don't get distracted by anything at all. I just do them when I feel like I'm in my element, I'm in a spirit, because I love the music, and because I love it so much, I just put myself in it and just deliver it.
Definitely. And I thought it was a part of your personal style, but now that I know, how do you dress for a performance? Because everybody, some people like certain accessories, some people like certain pairs of shoes. What is your sense of style when you're getting ready to perform?
Okay, for instance, I'm gonna do like a show in some functions. You know, I'm gonna dress in a nice outfit with my jacket. If I'm gonna do a concert, I am a militant soldier. I dress like a soldier. I dress in my boots, my camouflage, army suit, and you know, those kind of ways. And sometimes I just dress in a shirt and pants, and you know, just all just the vibe, you know. Just go with the flow and the vibe.
The
yeah.
Do you guys all wear the same colors? Do you let everybody do their own thing as far as attire? How do you guys dress on one accord?
Sometimes I ask them to be uniform, like same leg, same shirt, same pants, and sometimes they just, you know, just let them do what they want. But as the artist up front, I always kind of dress a little different.
Okay. And with all of these performances and feeling the music and getting into just being an artist overall, what keeps you motivated to continue to want to perform and sing?
It's the compliments that I get from people. Whenever I perform, even I don't know the person, and they come to me and they always say to me, "Hal, you did a great performance." There never one person come to me and say, he didn't do well. They always compliment my performance, and I can see that they are doing it from their heart, and that motivates me to continue to do it and do it much better. So every time I go there, this show must be better than the one I did before. I always try to do that.
Oh, that's beautiful. And have you had positive remarks from your fans? Like whenever you go into a performance, do you always get great feedback from your fans?
Oh, yes. Most definitely. Most definitely. Some places that I go and perform, they book me already for next year.
Oh, and how does that feel, knowing that people really enjoy your performances and loving your music? How does that feel for you?
Make me feel good and let me see that what I'm doing is wanted, that people loving it. And that's what I like. I like to deliver the music that they love. You know what I mean? Because to me, it's not about me. It's about the people, because they are the one who's supporting the thing. You know, if I'm driving in my car with my CD and nobody's in the car, I can only hear it by myself. But when people like you and play it, and when I do a show and people listen, it's like the whole world is listening to it. So you guys are very powerful.
Very, very true. Very, very true. And it seems like with all of your experience, you're really a hard worker, and with your passion, it's evident that you love what you do. And what's some advice that you can give to someone who wants to get into music or is kind of feel stuck as far as where to go next in their career?
Okay. First, I want to say to introduce anybody out there who is doing something to be a farmer. When you tell somebody to be a farmer, they're like, who wants to be a farmer? But a farmer is a disciplined person. You know why? Because when he plants his seed, whether corn, whatever it is, he has to wait until the harvest come. Sometimes he plant it, he water it, and it don't come. And what I like with the farmer, he doesn't give up. He try again. So if you're in, and he doesn't complain. If you're in anything, if you're doing anything or in anything, and you try and it don't work, don't give up. Just keep trying. And if you're in a job and you complain every day about it, don't go back. If you're in the music and it's not doing anything for you, and you feel like you're not doing anything for you, and you can't see no harvest, you can't see nothing, just keep trying, man. Don't you give up on anything you're doing, because at the very time you give up, that's the time you was going to make the break. So you have to just keep on keeping on. Don't give up. Just keep trying. But don't go into it like you say, okay, today I'm going to sing this song, tomorrow it's going to turn number one, and next week I'm going to get rich. It don't work like that.
Yeah, that's true. And what's coming up next for you in your career? Are there any upcoming shows, any upcoming dates? What's
yes.
next for you in your career?
Right now, I wear many caps, because as I sit here, a group that named the Tenors that sings a song named Ride Your Donkey, Pressure and Slide, Reggae Girl, Cleopatra, they're going to Europe in September. And one of the members of their group passed away about a year or two ago. And they came to a performance I was doing about a year ago. And they said to me, I would like you to come and perform with us. And I was like, you guys, for real? They said, yes, we like you. We like
wow.
your vibe. We like your spirit. We like you. We want you to come and perform with us. And I took the offer. So the last year, they took me to Germany, to Frankfurt. And I lead a couple of their songs and sing some harmony. So this September, I'm going to Europe with them again. Still work with my band, Hal Anthony and the Millennium Band, or Hal Anthony by himself. So I love the thing. So I always have my passport in my back pocket and my suitcase at my doorstep, always ready to rock and roll.
That's beautiful. I love that. And any new music coming out as well?
Oh, yes. I am working on some new stuff now. Even I have a cousin in London. He's working on an album, and he sent me two songs and want me to rearrange them for him. And I did them, and he said, oh, my God, my cousin, I have to send you two more. So he sent me two more. I work on them. He sent me two more. So I am helping him out with those while I'm going to do a next album, because I have four albums out. And I don't want to put out a lot of albums, and at the end of the day, one, they're still not getting anywhere. So the four that I have right now, with the help of you guys and the help of my listeners and the help of the rest of the world, I want to let those do something for me right now. Instead of, you know, I have a lot of songs that I really would like to do, but I'm trying to see how best I can get these songs, these albums known to the world. because right now we need to spread it somewhere. And I know you're helping me, and that I really appreciate love that.
Most definitely. And any shout outs that you want to give, like you want to say hail up to your fans or your band, any shout outs that you want to give?
Yes, I want to give shout out to Pierre Ellis, you know. He's a great brethren, and you, wonderful person you guys are. Because you see, when people like you guys take the time out to interview Hal Reggae Man and Tony and to play my music, it means a lot to me. And when Pierre can take his phone and call me and allow me to get on this program, I really love that. And to everybody else out there, to all my family and friends, to the world, I just want to say enough love and respect. And anything you guys are doing, keep doing it. And just remember, apology doesn't mean that you're wrong or you're right. It just means that you value your relationship more than your ego. So just keep cool and don't hurt up your heart.
Oh, I love that. And how can we keep up with you? Do you have a website and social media, Hal?
Yes, Hal, if you go on any one of the social media, all of those social media and put in Hal Anthony, you see a lot of things come up. Interviews, shows, albums, you know, YouTube, Facebook, Amazon, Pandora, CD Baby, Spotify, Reverb Nation, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all of the social media. Anywhere, anytime you just put in Hal Anthony, use Hal Anthony, you see a lot of stuff with me.
Oh, Hal, thank you so much for being in the studio. We're actually going to play one more song, Soul Rebel,
yes,
as we cue you
yes
out. And thank you again
yes
so much. So much respect
thank you
and so much love for your music. And we're going to continue to support you as much as we possibly can, Hal.
Thank you so much. God bless you all.
Everyone, that is Hal Anthony. So much respect and so much love for him. Such a beautiful spirit, kind spirit, and continuously evolving as an artist and as a person. And I would love to show him some more love and play his song, Soul Rebel. Make sure you check him out, Hal Anthony. And make sure you check out Hal Anthony and the Millennium Band to check out all of his music and his performances. He's absolutely amazing, and I love the glasses. So, all right, everyone, Hal Anthony, this is our Soul Rebel.
Run for cover, run for cover, Rasta taking over, taking over. I'm a
Carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is Gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so dull like, yeah.
Woo.
We gon' blow like, yeah. Yeah. Slipping up, look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna get it.
Ooh.
This is Belly. Ooh,
yeah.
On my Kodak.
Black.
Know that.
Yeah, know that.
Ooh,
get it, get it, get it, get it.
Yeah. 100 bands, 100 bands, 100 bands, 100 bands. Contraband, contraband, contraband,
contraband.
I got the plug on who a hawker.
Whoa,
they gonna find you like Baka. Blah.
Ooh, America. I just checked my following. Listen, you motherfuckers owe me.
You, 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 should've called me.
Eventually comes back to you. So you gotta be careful, baby, and look both ways before you cross my mind.
Candy, the Tito to my Randy. Now let's pretend.